Yeah, because like archive.org or there's quite a movement, I guess, nowadays to try to save some of these manuals and software and stuff for old technology that you know, the retro computer stuff and stuff like that. It's really kind of the killer of everything is you've got the device and it works, but you don't have the software to run it or the thing to program it or whatever, you know. It's maybe hiding out somewhere deep in the internet there.